Economists estimate the economy likely grew at a solid annual rate of about 3% in the July-September quarter, but growth is likely to slow in the final 3 months of the year, largely because of the federal government shutdown. As the shutdown stretched on, the Trump administration announced it would suspend November SNAP payments, which would have helped lower-income families afford food, despite judges' orders to use available emergency funds to continue the payments. Washington has reopened, but the future of the SNAP program remains unclear. In Berkeley, some shoppers are worried about increased prices.
They're pretty high. They're pretty incredibly high. Like, literally, I bought some apples and mandarins and spinach and, like, one other thing this morning, and it was, like, $20. So, yeah. And it was, like, four apples. It wasn't, like, 30 apples.
I think, in general, they've gone up, but I've managed to find bargains, okay, at various stores.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm able to keep my expenses as usual.
Even before the holiday season, the prices became almost doubled. I come to the same place, buy the same thing, and I've seen the prices go $50 here. The next time, it's like $50 more. So not getting a subsidy, don't get the SNAP benefit. Being a senior, I'm spending a lot of my money on housing and food. So it's really becoming a hardship.
Making things worse, turkey populations have shrunk due to outbreaks of bird flu and other diseases. Despite a 44% rise in wholesale turkey prices, many stores are offering discounted or even free turkeys to soften the potential blow to Thanksgiving meal budgets. But even if the bird is cheaper than last year, the ingredients to prepare the rest of the holiday feast may not be. Tariffs on imported steel, for example, have increased prices for canned goods. Economic data shows the economy remains in an uncertain state. Hiring has generally been weak, and the unemployment rate has reached the highest in nearly 4 years. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.